Well, yesterday we had the choosing of the 12 apostles. Today we have the advice that the Lord gave these apostles before He sent them out on their missionary journeys. Here in Matthew chapter 10, the Lord said, "When you travel anywhere, say to the people, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" He said, make that proclamation. Now, when the new mysteries of the rosary were added, the luminous mysteries, Pope John Paul II said that this should be one of the mysteries of the rosary, the proclamation of the kingdom and the call to conversion. And we see, if you ever take a look at this window that we have over here, these are the luminous mysteries going in on this side. The mystery of the proclamation of the kingdom and the call to conversion is probably the hardest one to meditate upon, because we don't have as much, for example, a visual image of the proclamation of the kingdom. You know, we can think of the, you know, we can picture the baptism of the Lord, or we can picture the wedding feast of Cana, or the transfiguration, or the Last Supper. But what image should we have of the proclamation of the kingdom? And of course it is, could be for us like the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus sitting there, and you have this huge crowd of the crippled, the lame, the blind, the sick, the poor, the suffering. And we see the Lord proclaiming the kingdom of God and calling people to conversion. And what's so beautiful about this window, take a look at it sometime, is Our Lady is there, sitting at the Lord's feet, listening to the Lord's words. So the Lord proclaimed the kingdom of heaven was at hand. The people needed to repent of their sins, to accept God, to turn away from sin, and to be truly converted. So this mystery is the proclamation of the kingdom of God and the call to conversion. So then the Lord commands His disciples to work miracles, and He gives them authority and power to work miracles. And the four miracles mentioned here are to cure the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse lepers, and to drive out demons. So imagine this power given to men to be able to even to raise the dead. And we see this happened in the Acts of the Apostles. Remember when you hear stories of St. Peter and St. Paul, the apostles were given that special power even to raise the dead. And we see this in the Acts of the Apostles. So they would go out to cleanse lepers, to do exorcisms, to drive out demons. But the Lord warns them not to charge for this. He says, without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. So you're to do this without expecting repayment, without charging. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Then the Lord tells the apostles to be very simple, to not be attached to material things, to gold and silver and copper. He says, don't even take these things in your belts. Don't even take a sack for the journey, or even a second tunic or sandals or a walking stick. So He wants these apostles to be free, to be able to do the Lord's work without being burdened by these material things, with all their material possessions. And He says, trust in the Lord. Trust in God. The laborer deserves his keep. If you enter a village, it says look for a believing person, a worthy person, and stay in that person's house. And so, in other words, trust in divine providence. And He says, Jesus is telling His apostles to travel lightly, to not be burdened by all these material things, but to trust in divine providence. And He says, when you enter a person's house, bless it, wish it peace. This is the scriptural origin of doing house blessings. That's why the priest comes over to the house, or a deacon, and blesses the home. Here it is in Scripture, Matthew chapter 10. As you enter a house, pray, peace be upon this house. It says, if the house is worthy, your peace will rest upon it. If not, don't worry. That peace will return to you. Every time we bless, we are blessed. Every time we give, we receive. Every time we love, we receive love in return. And then the Lord says, well, if they don't listen to you, that's fine. You're there to preach the gospel message. If they don't accept it, well, then just shake the dust off your feet and move on. And the Lord says there will be a severe judgment upon that town, even more so than the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah for that town. Because Sodom and Gomorrah was the Old Testament dispensation, but now we have something greater, the New Testament dispensation of grace. So that's why it will go even more severe for the towns in the New Testament time than in the Old Testament. Because for whom much has been given, much will be expected. The more blessings and graces were given, the more we have the responsibility to respond to that grace. So today here in Matthew chapter 10, we have this advice that the Lord gives the apostles. They are to proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. They are to heal and to work miracles and to do exorcisms. They are to travel lightly, to be detached from material things, and to proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand.